The Money Show.
The Markets.
Markets took a whopping great whack today. We saw currencies fall. We saw commodity prices fall. We saw share prices fall. It was all fall down on the day. And all to do, Graham Koerner, with a Koerner perspective this evening, with the United States Federal Reserve talking about inflation perhaps being a little bit stickier than they might have anticipated. And as a result of that, the world has got itself into a bit of a panic.
Yeah, Bruce, I mean, I find the Fed speak around inflation, frankly, somewhat amusing because their target is 2%. But you know, when it's 1.5%, then they usually stimulatory. They talk about it going to 2.5%, but being very transitory. But you do get the feeling that, you know, if you look, transport costs are up. A lot of soft commodities are up, so food and the likes. And I think they're suddenly saying, oops, maybe it's not the Goldilocks inflation scenario. But also, of course, talking to the fact that they're now seeing probably two interest rate hikes in 2023. So unfortunately, the patient didn't like the market, you know, the patient being the market, didn't like the doctor telling it that it had to wean it off this this medicine that it's become quite accustomed to. But emerging markets getting hit very, very hard, commodity prices getting hit very hard. If you look, palladium down almost 10% on a one-day view, platinum not far off at about 6%. So it's very much, I think, the risk-off button being hit. And it just reminds one, Bruce, of the old saying that when the US gets a sniffle, then the rest of the world gets a really bad cold because, you know, when they are fearful, unfortunately, they repatriate cash. And this is it's probably not going to be good for emerging markets for a few days at least.
Yeah, and one wonders whether or not this presents itself with a lovely buying opportunity because there is quite a lot of panic. I mean, just commodity prices falling, that immediately nails the shares very, very hard in all of the key sectors. And you start beginning to feel just a little bit frightened and a bit vulnerable. But I kind of feel like we've been here once or twice before.
We have, Bruce, but I think, you know, reference points are quite important. So if you take commodities, for example, which got hit very hard, the resource, the Resi 10 was down 3.3% today. But if you look on a 1 year view, in spite of this recent sell-off, and it wasn't just today, you know, we're still up 34%. And remembering that by, you know, last year this time we had already recovered off the lows, and that's sort of leading most of the other indices. But I think to your point, if you look at the banking sector, for example, it got hit 3-odd% today, and you'd probably argue, well, what the Fed's doing is not awfully important if you take a 5 or a 10 year view for banking in South Africa. And I think the same is true for some of the other sectors that got hit and shares that got hit quite hard. But it was quite interesting for me, Bruce. The market got sold off, particularly, I think, when the US started coming online. So from about 2-230. So of that 1.1%, probably half of that was attributable to the sell-off from 2-230, which tells me I think there's quite a lot of US selling. But I agree with you. I think if we have a few more days like this, then suddenly things that you might have felt, well, you know what, I was being a little bit too cheeky, you may very well get them. So as I always say, pick your levels and have a few bids in the market because it's probably going to be a bumpy few days or weeks.
Yeah, and it's until we get some sort of clarity. And again, we've got to try and sift out the noise of American inflation. Either it's here to stay and then it needs to be contained and that comes with higher interest rates, or it's not. And I don't know how we figure out which way it's going.
Bruce, I think truthfully, only time will tell. I think a lot of people, you know, have sort of, there's a standing joke that every time, you know, a market commentator uses the word transitory, that you have to take a drink. But I mean, that could be quite bad for you.
That explains so much about some of the conversations I've been having with people recently, because, yeah, people have been drinking a lot.
Anyway, so the point was that time will tell. I think, truthfully, there was a little bit of, you know, sort of Fed guidance more than anything else. But I sense that 6 months from now, inflation, unfortunately, will be higher than they would have liked, and it might be looking stubborn if you look at the PPI or the producer inflation over there. So I think time will tell, Bruce, but I think if anything, today's little tantrum, or let's say throughout the world, today's tantrum around the prospect of more normal interest rates in the U.S. is something we're going to have to get used to. But I think time will tell, but my guess is Over the next 6 months, we're going to have to brace ourselves for a more normal environment. And people like Janet Yellen have actually said, you know what, higher rates are to be expected. It's normal and it's natural. And I concur with that. In fact, I've been sort of arguing for some time that we should have, you know, try to wean the patient off this very heavy dosage that we've been giving them for some time.
Thank you, Graham Koerner, with a Koerner Perspective.